Put it on the clock.
Yeah, holding that for Kuf Yud Aleph and Beis. Yeah, the Mishnah. V'yeluk Shorim Shechayovim Aleim. These are the kesher or not to make on Shabbos one of the Ovis Malachis. It's kesher to make the kesher and ton tie the knot. So these are the kesherim that you chay midiraisa. Kesher hagmalim. The knot that you make around the camel to hold the camel down. The kesher asvani. A knot you make around the ship when you want to anchor the ship. You have a rope around the ship that you tie down to the shore. So such a knot is called the kesher shok hayoma. What is you make this knot, al manas, it should stay a long time. For that you chay. Ukeshem shu chay val kishurun. The same way you chay for making the knot, there's nisa kesher on Shabbos, kachul chay val heteron. The same thing you chay for untying the knot on Shabbos. As kosher umatu, the Mishnah before says. One of the avos, the two different avos malachis. Kosher and bimatu, untying the knot. Remei roimer, kol kesher shu yoko lahatiroi, piachas miyoduv. If you have like a loop, or they call it a slip knot, that you could untie it with one of your hands. Is a knot, the only two hands to untie the knot, just slip knot, just slip it out like a bow, is his kol kesher shu yochol lahatiroi biachas miyodov ein chayovim alof. He holds for that you can't be chayiv. Is even though it's a kesher shok hayom, it could be a tight bow that you have that to leave there a long time, you have that to leave it there leilum, but since you could untie it with one hand, that can't be considered a kesher midiraisa. So meila, l'churu yapotter if you make it, and what then if you take it off on Shabbos, yapotter. Sadrashi, v'yeluk shorim, hamnuyim ba'ovis malachas dikatoni ha'koshav yamatir. That was the Mishnah before, that zayfa kosher and for matir, yechayiv. A kesher shokayoma. Yechayiv for kesher shokayoma. So Sadrashi, what does that mean? She'eno matiru lo'ilam. The Midrash, it's only called a kesher. When you make it, normal, you make it to stay there lo'ilam. You don't have dust to untie it in a day or in a week or even a month. Normal, you make it to stay there lo'ilam. That's the only Tanai Rashi learns. A kesher shakayoma means that just made, it could be the most simplest knot. But if you make it, I'm not to leave it there, to stay there, yichayim midiraisa. Dumya de koshre uta yiriyas hanafsakis. That was in the Mishnah, we said, of the yiriya. When they were weaving the yiriyas, if the thread snapped, used to tie the thread, could be a portion of knot, but since you left it there, then void, yichayim for kosher. This is Rashi Shita. Now, Lacha, we're also machim like Rashi Shita. The other Shitas we show him hold that there are two Tanoim for a Kesher Midiraisa. It has to be a Maisa Umin also. A Maisa Umin means it has to be a Choshev knot. Not a simple knot that we make, a double knot we make. Alright, it's a Shaila, that's called a Maisa Umin. But a Pashir knot would be Potter, according to these we show him. That's only two Tanoim. It has to be a Kesher Shokayama. You have that to leave it there, Loilam. And a Maisa Umin. It has to be a very Choshev knot. Like we'll soon see, these knots they tie the ship down with, or ship knot, or a camel knot, those are called mice umen. Well, the mice we're machmal with Rashi Shita, any knot you make that stays loilam, you have that leave it there, it's also midiraisa. Rashi kesher hagamalam, kesher asfanam, gemorma forishlu. The moral will explain these two type of knots. These are knots that zayits a mice umen, according to some rishonim, you need it, and it stays loilam. Kachu chayav al heteron. To the Yalef Eklal Godel, we learn out from the prepared before, Mitzayde Hachalozin, the people that are capturing the fishes, She Nitzrochim Lefrochim Lahatir Kishrei Rishoson, Hakayomois, Kedei Lekatzron Oil Hachivon. When they used to go to have the net to capture the fish, the Chalozin, so they make a fisherman's net, sometimes they had to make the net shorter, and sometimes they had to make it longer. So to make it shorter, you have to untie the knots and tie them again closer. So that's how you had by the Mishkan, had a malacha of untying and tying it together. You had these two things done in the Mishkan. Sheyochol la'tiron zaktu Rashi. This is Ramei Yeshito. To loy hotkon, it's not too tight. Ein chayovim alov, you're not chayiv on this. V'afilu osu l'kaima. Afilu it's made to stay for a long time, but a slip knot that you could pull out with one hand, you're not chayiv for making it, you're not chayiv for taking it off. If you learn you need a ma'isumin, subshiti apot, it's not called a ma'isumin. But even according to Rashi, you don't need a ma'isumin. Still, such a simple knot like this is not called a kesher. So the Gemara, my kesher agamalim, what's called a kesher midiraisa or camel's knot? The kesher asvanim, what's called a ship knot? Ilaimo kitru, the katri bezimimo, the slip. Now, what they did with the camel was like this. He used to have like around his mouth, one ring in around his mouth, that stayed there loilam void. That stayed there. not like the yoke around the camel. And then around that knot, that loop there, you have a long rein that you tie onto the knot here, and you'll tie him down to the wall, wherever you want to tie him down. So two knots out on the camel. The mane, a slip around his mouth, it's still there, Leilam Void. And then you had another type of long leash that you just tie to onto him sometimes. So how many is it just the leash, just this extra string that you want to tie onto this ring and tie onto the wall, for that also you chayim. But my kashra gemalim, ilayma kitre the katri bezimimu, that means the knot that you tie into the ring that's already in the mouth. Anu adin the kitre the katri beyistudri. The same thing by a ship. By a ship you have one ring around the ship itself that stays the loyal and void. Like it's a ring there, a rope went into the ship, you tied it down like a ring. Now when it comes to shore, you want to anchor it, you take the string from shore and tie it on to this ring you have there. Now this knot you're making now, it's like a maton tie. When you want to take off and go away, you untie it. See if you want to say it means this second knot, that you're taking the string from shore and tying it onto the ship. Rosh is taking the string for the camel and like the leash and tying it onto him. These ksharim are not shakayama, because when you want to move the ship, you untie the knot. When you want to travel with the camel, you untie the knot, the leash off the ring around him. And the Gemara ala poshid kitra dizama magufei. It means that their first ring you put around the camel, that you make like a ring out of the string to stay in his mouth, the rein around him stays there, for that you chayiv. Because that you have no das to untie that knot. That knot you leave loyal and void. Whenever you want to tie him down, you take another string and tie it onto this rope here. And who adin the yistrida gufi. Same thing on the ship. The first ring that's put around the ship, that stays there, loylam, that for that knot you chayiv. That's called the kesheshar kayama. You make a hole through the nose of the camel. You put a ring there. That stays in the nose of the camel. And when you want to tie a string, or you want to tie the behemoth down, you take a nice long leash and you tie it on to this tabas. When you want to move the camel, you untie this knot and let the camel leave. So the second knot is untieable, but the first one stays learning. Kit with the katrib is in the same thing. Zel kesher ritsua shakoshim betabas. Yeah, the havmin is, it means the knot that you tie onto the second knot. It's a drida gamu kivin tabas raisim in okul, I mean ritsua benekir shabresha swina. Also, in the beginning of the ship, they make a hole, and they put a string through that, and they tie a knot there. V'yoysa kesher miskayim. That knot stays the loyal and void. U'kesheroytza lahamidoi. Kesher, akosher ritzua v'yoysa tabas, u'mamida bo. U'kesheroytza lahatir, matir ritzua v'navanoitlo. Same thing, the first knot stays the loyal and void. Because when you want to tie, anchor down the ship, you take another string, and tie up onto that ring, and hold it down. So the havamina was, it's the second knot. At the Gemara, that's not a kesher shor kayoma. And after Gemara, it means the first knot that you put into the nose of the camel, or else the first knot that you put into the ship itself. Because then you put that string through the hole in the ship, you let it stay there, loyal and void. That's going to be its ring that you always grab onto the ship, or grab onto the camel. That's called the kesher shor kayoma. So some of Farshim learned this is a ma'isa umin. This is a very chashuv knot that not anybody could do. That's what Yechai Midraisa. Rashi never brings down the word of Kesher Shakayama. According to Rashi, a Bi'at Kesher that stays, even though it's not a Maisumin, also Yechai. But Reb Meir Waimek Kol Kesher. Reb Meir, the Mishnah says, no, for any knot that you could untie with one hand, you put them. Mor Boi Rav Achtavui. Achvo de Mar Acho. The brother of Mar Achvo. Anivo le Reb Meir Maho. What's going to be the loch of a loop, according to Reb Meir? Anivo, stam a loop. Time with Reb Meir Mishum Diyachol Lahatira Biyachas Meyodavu V'Hanam Miyachol Lahatirai. Is Reb Meir just mean anything that you could untie literally with one hand, your potter? So for a loop, you could also untie with one hand. I do more time with Reb Meir Mishum Diyachol Lahatirai. Reb Meir means to say if Shan the Mishnah that Kesher Shu Yachol Lahatira Biyachas Meyodav means it's not so tight. That's what he meant to say. If the knot is loose, that you could untie it with one hand, that's not called the kesher. So it's a new taich. The pshat is because it's loose. That's why you put them. Mashenka, if you make a tight loop or a tight slip knot, even though you can pull it out with one hand, maybe then you chayiv. His neighbor may only means to pate because it's a loose knot. Mashenkin vohom hedit, if you make a nice tight loop or a tight slip knot, maybe then you are chayiv. But Gemara by take Gemara's masupik, what's Chan Remeyah? What does Remeyah matter if you could untie the kesher with one hand? Look, I don't think we don't pass like Remeya. We hold the Maisik's Toli that if you make the knot to stay Loilam Void, that's awesome with the Raisa. We'll soon see. There are three, we'll see the next Mishnah. There are three Gedorim of knots. There's one knot you make to stay Loilam, that's awesome with the Raisa. There's another knot that you make to stay for a long time, but you have that to untie it. That's only awesome with the Rabbonin. And there's a third knot that you have that to untie it the same day, that's Mutti with the Rabbonin, that you let it do. Moshe our shoelaces, we tie our shoes and untie the shoes. That's because that kesher is oime to untie every single day. That's not called the kesher shakayama. No, that was loylam. That they let they stayed loylam. No, the urias did not. That's the. If a wool, they were talking about there a stitch ripped in the linen in the curtain, so you tie it, stays loylam. So the Mishnah, yesh lechok shorim she'ein chayov malei. There's now a new type of a knot. There's a knot that's not awesome with the raisa, kesher hagmalim or kesher asvanim. It's not awesome with the raisa like kesher shakayama, like the knots you tie onto the hole, the nose of the camel, or onto the top of the ship. But it's only awesome with the rabbonim. That's this type of a knot. The knot that you leave for a long time. It's a question of how long does a long time have to be. Some shittas means you leave it there more than a week. A knot that's left to be more than a week, that's awesome with the rabbonim to do on Shabbos. But with the raisa, it's mutter. That's this gedorim. Now the Mishnah says a third type. There's a third type that's mutter mitchila to do it. That's kasheris isha miftechei chaluka. An isha that has like a bow on the beginning opening of a shirt, she's allowed to tie it on Shabbos. Because since she has to take off her clothing, she's going to untie it. So that's a kesher that's not made to stay. It's made to tie and untie the same day. That's mutter. V'chutei savcha, the same thing, she wears a kerchief on her head. And she ties it down with strings. So she's aiming to take it off at night, whenever. So it's called a knot. You're going to take off. That's mutter. Vishel paskiyo. That's also a type of a girdle she wears that has strings hanging down. Maybe to hold up, tie up the stockings with. So since also it's aiming to untie and tie the same day, it's mutter. Uritsuas mano. Oh, same thing. You have shoelaces. Vesandal. A sandal laces. That's aiming to tie and untie the same day. So that's mutter to do on Shabbos. That's not even awesome with the Rabbonim. Vanoidus yain, the same thing, you have pitchers of wine that has a string to tie it down. It's also, it's oimit to untie, it's mutter. The shemen, same thing, noidus shal shemen of oil, or kederish shabos, so you have a pot full of meat that you tie it down, it's all mutter. We have Lazar ben Yaakov Oimer, koishrin lifnea behemo bishvul shloi teitzi. You're allowed to tie down your behemo on Shabbos, bishvul shouldn't run away. Mistam is talking about pashtetz, so that's, you're going to untie it the same day. You're not leaving it there, loyal and void. You just want to tie it down today. So that's mutter, because it's not called the kesher shokayama. So Drashi, yesh lechok shorin shein chayovin aleim. Chatez, it's not awesome with the raisa kamoi, shechayovim akesher agamalim, ela poter avalosa. But it's awesome with the rabbonah to do it. V'gemorma farash haininu. Hey, the Mishnah doesn't explain this case. The Mishnah right away goes to explain cases that's mutter metchila to do. But the middle case, that's awesome with the Rabbonah, the Mutti with the Raisa, the Mishnah doesn't explain it. That the Gemara is going to explain what the case is. Now, the Mishnah does explain now the third category. That's Mutti Metchila to do. That's Miftechei Chaluka. Trashi Kumoi Shiesh to Galochim. So, Santa Rashi, I know I say it. Has Rashi being a Moshe by Galochim. The Galochim has a type of a shirt, Kain Lishonis, it has like type of strings, Lakan Lakan on both sides. The Koshrin shall Yemin, the Ket of Smell, they tie the right side on the left side, shall Smell the Ket of Yemin. The Hebrew, the whole Yoim is Shorilei, Leidomi, Midilakesha Shakayama, or Mutlachatrila. That's Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita's mashma has to be that you untie it every single day. And it's brought down one day or down the Mechaber. One day it is that if it's not Oymit to untie it the same day, it's also. If you make a knot that you have not to untie it 2 days from now, like one Shita, that's also to do. And that's what's mashma from Rashi. Rashi is always, whenever Rashi has the heter, it's because the same day you have not to untie it. So something like shoelaces, that you tie and untie the same day, that's for sure mutter. But a knot that's going to stay for 2 or 3 days, that's already a shayla. That's what comes up by Moshe Shalom when you make Galila. On Shabbos by Mincha, Moshe Shayla. and you make galila and you want to make a bone, a sefer Torah, there are some people that are machmir not to make a bone. Because you don't have das to untie it till Monday, which is more than a day, it's 2 days later. So some people don't do it. But mikra din you could be making though. Mikra din we hold batson yisad rabbonin, and there's another shit that holds that abi, you don't have das, leave it for 7 days. If you have das to untie it within 7 days, that's also muta. And befrat by sefer Torah with the dvar mitzvah, could also look you could be making. Yeah, so we don't hold like we don't pass like Rameya. I mean, Rameya couldn't be mutter because he opened one hand. We don't hold like Rameya. We hold totally how long you want to leave it there. Like if you make a boat to stay loyal and void, it'll be yosim of the rice according to Rashi Shita. And if you have that, leave it there more than a week, then it'll be yosim of the rabbanim. If you have that, open it up within the week, then the Raya Sharim that it's mutter, and the Chur by Sefer Torah will make it more or less because there's two things. It's this heter plus it's the bar mitzvah. But Rashi Shita by Shita says you have to be able to untie it the same day. I'm also a shal about your ties, I'm also a shal. If you untie your tie, I'm all by yeshiva man, they make a tie once and stays there for weeks, stays there for a year. So the guy that's Amid makes a tie to leave there for a long time, it's questionable if he can make his tie. If a guy unties it every single day, then it's no problem. But if you make your tie to stay there for a long time, you just don't untie, you just open, loosen this, then it can be a question. I think they say, Rabbi Yaakov, you tell the Bachar that Metchila don't do it. Like you tell them, you take off your tie in Shabbos, try not to untie the knot. Let it stay. But if you untie it, then it was matter to make it again. Fred Gemara, right to Rashi. Yesavcha kufri, that's like the kerchief. Vishalpaskia oizer rochev, a wide belt the Isha wears. Vachutin tluyim barosha, she has strings hanging down. Lukoshra ben, she ties the Thomas stockings with it. Yeah, Kairin Pinduris. You tie it down its mouth. I'm all you tie it down the clothing, something to cover the pot. You didn't have a good cover, so you put a cloth on top of the pot and you tie it down to the pot. So that's muta. Who are din kosher for behema? Chevel, v'roichev ha-pesach. If you want to block off the door that the behema should not go out, you'll have to put a string around the door. Yeah. So the Gemara, Haguf Kash, the Mishnah Guf is shver. Omar to Yesh Ksharim, Shein Chayovim Aleihem, for Kesher Agamal Kesher Asvanim. The Mishnah starts off saying there are certain type of knots that's not awesome with your Isa, like the knot of a ship or the knot of a camel. So Mashmo Chiyuv Yehudaleka, it's not awesome with your Isa. Abhoi Surika. But mashmah though is a type of a knot that's also to do with the rabbanon hakavonim. V'ad atonin, right away the Mishnah goes to explain. Kasher esisha miftechei chalukon. She's allowed to tie a shirt. Afilu chetchila, and that's mutrivi metchila. So who the Mishnah shver? The Mishnah starts off saying that a type of a knot that's also with the rabbanon, and it doesn't explain it. It goes right away to explain knots that's mutri metchila. And the Gemara Hochikom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Yesh ksharim shein chayovim aleihem kasher agmal kasher asvanim. The type of knot that's not awesome with your Isa. It's not like this knot you make a ship and not like a knot you put onto the camel. Because those knots, they lo'olam, so that's awesome. Or my ninu, but what type of knot that's only awesome with the rabbonin? It's not awesome with your Isa. My ninu, what are these? Kitro de katri bezomimo. Oh, that's what we're saying now. Now you have a camel. So the first thing is you make a hole in its nose and you put a ring, a string around it, you tie that, that stays to his nose lo'olam. Now, when you want to tie the camel down, you take a long string, a leash, and you tie it onto this ring around here. So that knot is awesome with the rabbonim. Why? Because it's only meant to stay a week or 2 weeks. So stay there a few days. Or stay there. But it's not loylam. When you want to move the camel, you'll take it away. So that's called the kesher. That's not loylam. So it's only awesome with the rabbonim. And what did the kit with the katri bistrida? The same thing on a ship. After you have the first loop around the ship itself to stay loyalum, when you want to anchor the ship, you take the rope from shore and tie it down to the ship. So this knot now is only to stay a few days, maybe a few weeks, but not loyalum. When you're going to move the ship, you want to go to untie it. So that type of a knot is only yosim with the rabbonim. It's chiyuv hiduleka hoyisurika. That's also called part of the rabbonim. Of you should know that Mishnah goes vaito v'yeishem utarun l'tchilo. There are certain knots that you're allowed to do even metchilo. Or my name, what are these things? Kosheres miftechei chalukim. You're allowed to be kosher. You're allowed to make a knot tie up your shirt. You have a type of shirt that two strings coming out. You want to tie it up? That's muta. Why? Because you're going to tie it the same day. Rashi kitva the kitvi b'tamimo. Ritzu arucha shemachnisa b'tabas. You have the long leash that you tie onto the camel. It asur l'katchilo l'koshu shom ifnei shapom shom licha shom shvua oishvuayim. As here Rashi says, sometimes leave it a week or 2 weeks. So, leave it for a week, that's the chosim of the rabbonim. The koishro mati roish echot shenaisin v'yisaid oy bamid she'asa boy hanaka begomel. If you want to tie down the camel, you leave it there for a week or two.
Yeah.
Mashen came a knot that I met open up the same day. That's mutter. Now the only chumra there is, a little chumra is I'm all not to make a double knot. To make a double knot, even though you have das to untie it the same day, some shittas hold that a double knot blows like a mice umin. It blows like a kesher shal umin. And we have the mechabe shittas like that, and toys shittas is that a kesher shal mice umin is also awesome. They have a new tonight. That midiraisu, it's also to do two things. It has to be a kesher shal mice umin, it means a kosher of a knot. And it stays a long time. Those are both awesome in the Raisa. If you only have one of the two, it's awesome in the Rabbanon according to the Mechav Shita. So according to Mechav, if you make a portion of that to stay for a long time, it's awesome in the Rabbanon. And then if you make a Maisa Umin, that means a Choshev of a Nat, even though it's not made to stay for a long time, a people for one day, it's also awesome in the Rabbanon, not Kopon. So according to the Mechav, what's Muti Mitchila has to be a Nat. That's not a Maisa Umin, it's not a Choshev of a Nat, and it's not meant to stay loyal and void. So the Mechaber says a chiddush. The Mechaber says if you make two knots, a double knot, that's a suffix. Maybe that's called a ma'isumin. That's why we're knowing them all not to make two knots. If you want to tie something down, you shouldn't make one knot, then make a double knot on top of it very tight. But that's a shalaf and a ma'isumin. Chur to shalom off you mold the kids' shoes, shoelace them all. You want to make a double knot. The only thing, usually a double knot is not so tight. But if you make it very tight, a double knot, it'll be questionable then. Because to make two knots, then it's a shalom ready. Maybe that's called a ma'isumin. Right, miftach chalukah. She's allowed to open up her shirt. Pshita for the maravada. Why not? It's open and closing. Loitzricha disle trei doshi. She has like two strings to it. Maldetei mochadi minayu betulim mevatol komash bolon. But she ties down like both sides. She ties down the right side and the left side. And to open it up and to like take off the clothing, it's enough just to open up one side. So I would think the mal, when you take off the clothing, she'll only open up one side, and the other side she'll leave there. So, man, let's be afraid not to tie both sides, because maybe one side you leave for a long time. Kamashmala, no. Posh Kamashmala is that we're not afraid of that. That usually you untie both, not therefore it's mutter. Trashi Tati Doshi. Shtei Psochim Hainu Oysen Lashonis. At two strings coming down. Devizu Lamala Mizu, Lamata Zu, Zeli Mim Zela Smoil. Yemena Matera Selo Echod, Yechelo Poshta. If she only unties one knot, she could take off the shirt and put it back on again. Maybe she'll only untie one. And the second one, she'll leave there. And maybe we don't know which one she'll untie, so we should ask her both knots. Kamashman and Posh were not afraid of this. That normal way of taking off the shirt is to untie both knots. So normally the Isha will untie both knots, therefore it's mutter. She's allowed to tie down her kerchief. Also, for the mopshita vada, it's oimer to take off, and you have to untie it at night. So it's not a kesher shakayama. And the Gemara, let's richa the revicha law, that she has a kerchief on very loosely. In other words, she could pull it off of here when it's still knotted. She doesn't have to untie the knot. So now the time of Mishla Shofala, I would think maybe she's just going to pull off the kerchief over here at night. She won't untie the knot. So if you're going to make the knot Friday night on Shabbos, maybe that knot's going to stay a few days. Now I'm going to stay by a tie. I'm all. If you make a knot in your tie, and you can just take it off your head the way it is, you don't have to untie the knot, so maybe you're going to let that knot stay for a few days. So I would think maybe for a kerchief should be awesome. Kamash Malon. The Isha Chosal Sarah, Nisha doesn't like to mess up her hair. Or Mishra Sharilo, even though the kerchief is loose, she's not going to stop and pull the kerchief off the hair, because maybe you'll mess up her hair. So Avada treat the normal is she unties the kerchief, therefore it's mutter to make that knot on Shabbos. Because Minastam, it's only made to untie it on Shabbos. Trashi Dervicha, Loida Chosoi Beroish, Beroisha, she didn't make it tight on her head. Ela Koshrosha Berevach, she made it loose. She could untie it the way it is right. She take it off the way it is right now. Maybe she'll pull the kerchief off and mess up her hair. She'll pull her hair that way. Or the paske nami yikol lishnuyik agavnum. In next case, also say the same teretz. Mother tema machto le derech raglov yoytzke mashmulon hoyavdochim mishutz niusa. As in the girdle also, maybe she just pull down and not untie it. Kamashmulon that also. So the Gemara doesn't talk about it. Rashi says the Gemara Kuri has the same kasha. Hey, it's the chiddush of this girdle is the same thing. That she ties it down. Maybe I would think it's a derech to leave the knot there and you just pull it off. Kamash, but no, the derech is to untie it. Fight the ritzuas man of a sandal. If you have the ritzuas, the knots of shoe and a sandal, it's also mutter. Itmar. Hit the ritzuas man of the sandal if you untie the knots of your sandal and your shoes. Toni chod chayiv chatis. One brayta says it's an issur d'oraisa to untie the knots of your shoes. V'tanyidach, another brayta says potel lava osur. It's osur m'drabonin. V'tanyidach, another brayta l'chur l'gal mishnah mutl l'katchila. That it's mutl m'tchila to untie your shoes. So what's going on? Is it mutl or is it osur to untie your shoes? And the Gemara, there's a Gemara, kasha manal a manal, kasha sandal a sandal, kasha on a shoe, it's a candle on a sandal. And the Gemara, manal a manal, a shoe on a shoe is not kasha la kasha. There are three different type of knots by the shoe. Ho diktoni chayiv chatis, if you untie the knot that says you chayiv chatis, that's for the ushachri, that's what the ikka knot that you make the shoe with. Amol, we don't have these shoes though. Amol used to put like the leather through and make a knot there, and that knot stays oil and void. If you untie that knot, the shoe falls apart. So pshita, that's called a nacho kayomon, and that's yichai midiraisa. Trashi b'yushchfin bekesher shem ho'ishchef oisa. That's the shoemakers make it. Kishe toichev haritzu of a mano. When they put the string into the shoe, koishe kesher mitoichev shleitucha lotzeis. They have yichai midiraisa. When they start making the shoe, they put the strings through, and that first knot stays the loyal and void. So to make that knot or to untie that knot in Shabbos, that's a nisi diraisa. Potu avalosa, which knot is only yosef with the rabbonin, mid the rabbonin. That means shoes of the rabbonin, that's also mid the rabbonin. So drash with the rabbonin, kisha koshrin soviv raglayim, and koshrin bedoichik. The rabbonin never tied their shoes too tight. Shepom shecholzer kishu kosher. They sometimes used to use it like a sandal. What do you call these? Sandals. Without laces. No, they used to have laces. But they never made the tight, like loafers. They didn't make the knot too tight. But sometimes they have no time to untie it and tie it again. So just make it loose. They'd be like a loafer. They'll just pull it off their foot and put it back on again. So sometimes that knot could stay there a few days, even a week. So that kesher is awesome with the rabbonim. Because it's not a kesher you untie every single day. It's a person that he makes the knot once a week. And the whole week he just takes the shoe off and on. So that's awesome with the rabbonim. When it's dirty outside, you don't want your shoes to fall off. So then you tie it good. You're afraid your shoe will get stuck in the dirt and fall off you, so then you tie it good. So it's not because you have sometimes to untie and make another knot. But since you have das namal to leave that knot a few days, a week, that's also with the rabbon. Mutl chetchila, which knot on the shoe is mutl chetchila? With the name Mechuzah, the people of name Mechuzah, Trash name Mechuzah, Shem Rechavi Leiv, they are great the people, open wide hearts. Umakpidim al Mushayim, they were makpid to dress very nicely. Unaleim lias mechavonim v'koish v'naisa b'deichik. When they put on their shoes, they put on their shoes the right way, and they tied it up very good. V'tzorech latir arvis. Mela came at night to take off the shoe, that untie the shoe. Like with them, normal people, like we do. When we tie it, we untie it at night. So if shit, you're allowed to make a bowl, tie your shoes on Shabbos. Because our knot is oimer to untie at night. Right, the sandal kasha, same terrace goes for a sandal to a sandal. Ho, diktoni chayiv chatis. The Brisa says, yichayiv chatis, but the taya. Dikatri ushchvi. That's like the Arab, the maker of the sandals, that the first knot stays loyal and void. That's a kesher shakuyama. Trashi b'sandolayim shayishmelim. An Arab sandal, soichrim, the Arab that sells it, shoshvachim koshrim bemaritsuis, the kesher kavua. It's the first knot you make in the sandal, that stays loyal and void. Potalavu also b'duchumrito. The katri inu. That the people themselves tie, Trashi b'duchumrito, elu sandolim shosharanoshim, other people's sandals. Shen ritsuis kavuis bem. Aide umin, elohei matzvun koshrim noisim b'duchumrito baumo. The koshrim matirim apomishim eskaim, Shabbos oichodish. That people themselves make their own sandals like, so even that first knot they make only stays a week or a month. It doesn't stay loyalam. So that's only yosim and rabbon. Mutla chetchila, besandal nafik beitrei. With a sandal that two people wear it. In other words, that you want to change the size. Your father wears it and the son wears it. So when the father wears it, he makes it tight. But when the son wears it, he makes it loose. So such a sandal that's oimit to untie and tie every day, that's mutla. Rashi did nothing by Shrei. Besara kol echad v'echad liksu nafi ragloi. Hilkach b'chol yoyim kosher matiroi. Every day they untie it and tie it, that's mutter. Tomorrow could Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda. To Rabbi Yehuda, ach for the Rav Solo Chassida. Rabbi Yehuda, the brother of Solo Chassida. Heaven lay Yehu zugur sandalei. They had a pair of sandals. Zinna nafik be'iyu. Sometimes he used to wear it. Zinna nafik be'inuka. Sometimes his child used to wear it. And they used to switch the sizes, used to untie it and tie it again. Is Osla Kaima the Baita came in front of Abayim? Omalai Kahai Gavna Mai. They asked Abayim such sandals that we switch off and we have to untie and untie every single day, Kamat. What's the Lochla? Are we allowed to use it or not? That's what he is.